This is the extended cut, powered by Vodacom.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Opula pula Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
Otechedeza Madiba Radio.
Omametsi Madiba's Radio.
Atlaisa na Madiba's Radio.
Lalele I Madiba's Radio.
Ulaleli Madiba's Radio.
Niko chechereza Madiba's Radio.
Uredije Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio, opening up the way for you to be heard.
Welcome back to the Extended Cut on Madiba's Radio, where we do everything, talking everything about the culture. And of course, this week, we're just highlighting everything Mandela Day, all your top 10 and top 20s that have just been really ravaging the streets, music streets specifically. But of course, I am not alone. My name is Imam Kuteka, and I'll be hosting you through the Extended Cut show. It is an amazing show, and I hope you do stick around. We've got a lot of things that are going to be different on the show in the coming months. But yeah, do stick around. Ethel, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm breathing.
You have to. There's absolutely no choice. It is a Friday, but it's seeming like a low Friday, I would say. But hey, it's the end of the week. Sometimes you feel like this. Sometimes you feel a little drained. But yes, we said everything Mandela Day. So we know there are some piano artists that have joined forces to give back on Mandela Day. Listen, our very own king of piano, Kabza De Small, Young Stunna, and Melinda the Vocalist came together to pay tribute to Mandela Day, actively painting a wall at the Thuthuzela Aid Community Center as part of the initiative, which is really amazing, you know, just a group of men coming together in the community, deciding that they're going to give back, especially with the Thuthuzela Aid Community. If I'm getting it correctly, that is a rape center for women so that they can go to in those unfortunate cases. And it's just really great that they can get back in those many ways. And, you know, these artists, like, listen, they travel the world. They live in expensive mansions. They've got money. There's a lot of things that they could be doing. But, you know, just for that 67 minutes of service, they're deciding to give back to those communities, which is amazing. I think, honestly, it's amazing to see our stars, our SA Amapiano stars, who've really just been going crazy on the Afro Nation streets, giving back in the littlest way as possible, which, honestly, makes the biggest impact.
That is so true. And I think I love how they took the whole holiday, literally.
Because yeah.
We are told that they actually dedicated 67 minutes of service as a symbolic way of symbolizing Nelson Mandela's 67 years of activism. And throughout all that, they did have a mantra they were going by, and time is all you need to give.
And literally. Literally. Sometimes I think a lot of people think that you need to just give up money. Mm-hmm. Why aren't you donating? Mm-hmm. Why aren't you? And yeah, okay, cool. There are donations that can be given. But sometimes time is the most expensive thing that you can give and get, actually.
That is so true. So we're told that there's so many activities that they got involved in. They did some painting, some scrubbing, preparing meals, spending time with children, donating baby diapers, food parcels, stationery.
What did you actually do for 67 minutes? I am disappointed you are here being an activist, yeah, encouraging people, saying, you know what, actually, yes.
No, I
feel, do your 67 minutes, I, but you I, didn't do your 67
I feel,
minutes.
I feel encouraged by them.
And where last have you painted? Maybe scrubbed a bit, prepared some meals.
I think that's almost like a daily thing.
No, not for yourself.
No, not for myself.
Okay.
Not for myself, obviously.
Okay.
I think throughout the whole break, because I was on a break for quite
length. You weren't on a break. You almost deregistered. For how long you've been gone.
I was on a break for quite a lengthy period of time. So throughout that time, I did, like, you know, be hands-on, like, at home, you know, around family, even friends as well, helping where I can and things like that. So definitely got my hands a little bit dirty.
I'm glad you did. And what was the last time you actually did, like, you know, some sort of act of service for the community, maybe donated?
No, I do. Donation is I try and do that every single year. Or every single 6 month period, because I think, do you know, it's such small things, like for us, like
Clothes,
anything.
Food parcels, stationery.
Exactly. And sometimes I think we overthink this whole situation and
yeah.
we're expecting to be donating Lamborghinis or Bentleys or whatever, but that's honestly, not the case. Yeah. Like a simple pencil goes a long way because there's some child or some adult out there that really needs it at True. This point in time. And you're looking at it and you're thinking, oh, it's something so simple. Like who could possibly need a pencil? So sometimes it's just trying. Don't try and think too much into it. Even the small things go a very long way.
I totally understand that, honestly. I think, like you said, it definitely goes a long way. And I think we sometimes come from a point of privilege. Like, I mean, there are things that we need. I mean, I think as a human, whether you're a billionaire or a millionaire, there is something that you mm-hmm. need, whether that's happiness, whether that's something tangible or yeah. intangible. Mm-hmm. There is something that you always need. And we sometimes take mm-hmm. the little things for granted that we're able to get. Like stationery. We don't think it's stationery. I mean, maybe as a student, when you don't even have a pen, you're just like, eish.
I don't have a pen.
Dang, I don't have a pen, but I can go buy it. Mm-hmm. And imagine there are people who actually don't even have the means to go buy stationery. Yeah. People don't even have the means to have certain foods or hygiene items. So it's really mm-hmm. great that there are people who are just giving back. I know there are a few students who were doing a food... not food parcels, but they were preparing meals. Our very own, who was at Madiba's Radio, Hlanganisa, mm-hmm. She and her group, they actually made news and on the Herald and also on News 24 as students in Qobega just giving back to the community. And so it mm-hmm. really just shows that even right here, our own peers can do it, so we can do it too. Yeah. And it doesn't take a lot. It really doesn't take a lot. They saved their own pocket money to just give back exactly. to the community and give certain meals to those who need it the most.
Yeah.
But again, shining some of that Mandela Day magic, we see some celebs, Kosi Twala to Theo Baloyi, spark change with a 67 minutes. And on Mandela Day, the founder of the Batu Shoes, I know his shoes are very loved out there with his intricate colors, mm-hmm. visited Mabote Senior Secondary School in Pake near Hammanskraal and his own former high school and donated 1,000 pairs of Batu sneakers to every pupil, teacher and staff member at the school. And like I said, sometimes these are things that we take for granted, but yeah. there are literally kids out there who
need
walk
a pair of
to school
barefoot.
Yeah. So it's just those little things that, yeah, okay, cool, I'm a CEO now, I made my own money. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my 1,000 pair, or that one single pair can go a long way for someone yeah. who might need it. But yes, of course, the initiative was organized by the Batu Care Foundation, which aims to empower future leaders through acts of service rooted in community and empathy. So he also shared on his social media that he was really proud to walk alongside those young minds towards a brighter tomorrow, a shoe brand with a soul. Mm. I think that should be his new tagline, honestly.
Literally.
A shoe brand with a soul, because honestly, I think it's so great to go back into your school halls, see younger people and be able to be that light to them, be yeah. encouraging to them, be an inspiration to them and give mm-hmm. back. So it's really amazing. I think it's really amazing what they've been doing.
It's so true. And throughout that whole process, he did also reflect on his upbringing in the same community. Like you mentioned earlier, he did go back to his former secondary school. So yeah. he did grow up in that community. And he was just emphasizing certain values such as respect,
yeah.
humility, integrity, and basically was just encouraging the students to realize, you know, their potential, you know, despite the various difficulties that, you know, we are being faced like in life and everything, you know, just trying to encourage them that, you know what, I was here before,
yeah.
you know, and it's not impossible to envision yourself and to dream and to have bigger goals and dreams for yourself, because it is possible.
True.
So I think that was such a great thing to do. And also the school day included motivational talks from TikTok personalities and singer Mandisa.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And they also had Miss South Africa's finalist Nompumelelo Maduma and Theo himself. All they were just trying to do is to uplift the students and to show them, you know what, you can also do this. It's not impossible.
I sometimes always hate that the 67 minutes or Mandela Day, July 18, always falls on a holiday. I know some schools, especially in high school and in school, we used mm-hmm. to do a few initiatives and a few campaigns and rollouts in school. But like, I hate like the university, we don't actually get to experience that, because I think this is a great space and time for us as a whole entire university especially Nelson Mandela University. I mean, we're named after the very own. So just being able to take off one day, I think that should be a thing that we do here at our school, where we take off one day as students to give back. Every single society, every single, not as a holiday, every single society, every single student, some form of way to just give back. That 67 minutes really goes a long way. We've seen it from the stars. These are people that people follow on social media. We follow on social media. So seeing them do so much, I know our university did do a few things, but I'm just saying as students, you know, not just the officers giving back, but as students here at Nelson Mandela, the way that we reacted and we have like big events, for example, for Africa Day, that was a great turnout. We should have
the same sort of sentiment
for Mandela Day. So I think that's something that we should definitely dive into or look into for things like next year at our university. But of course, to move away from the all good magic and feel goodness, there's also been some feel-good music that has dropped in the streets, our top 10. But before I also even drop our big one, which has also been posted on our social media, check out our Madiba's radio page if you do want to check out our huge drop from one of our very own artists, our big one, Miss Tyler. But we'll tell you all about that later. What was on your top 10 this week?
Yeah.
Ah! What do you mean,
I'm pretty sure what was on my top 10. And I said this to you before. I'm literally like,
I am so scared of you.
I think is the title.
Is it? Is it wrong?
Is that the name?
Yeah, it's the name is.
Is it?
So when are you just listening to music in jail? You're just like, oh, you know what? It could be called anything, but you know what? As long as I know the tune.
I'm just going with the flow. And I think but Tyler never misses.
Okay. She doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't.
She might have, but she never misses, like entirely, let me be honest.
And I think she's developing as an artist. I honestly do not understand the people that say that they feel like her music sounds the same to me. It actually doesn't sound the same. Mm-hmm. But she's exploring one sound. She's exploring her genre. The same way the huge likes of Beyonce, if you were to listen to B-Day, if you were to
Adele's and everything, the John Legends.
That one sound or that one album is definitely going to sound the same, or the music that they're releasing is going to sound the same, because this, at this moment in time, is what they're exploring. This is how they're growing as an artist.
Yes.
And this is their sound.
Yes.
So I never understand when people are like, this sounds the same.
How many years has it taken Beyonce to release a country?
Cabo Carter.
Exactly.
Your Renaissance Dance album, the Africa, you know, I forgot the other album that
she
made.
She definitely started somewhere.
Exactly.
And she grew.
So I honestly never understand those takes. I think people should be a little bit more a little bit more lenient on her. And of course, she does try and talk about that. In one of her songs, she actually dropped, like, I wouldn't call it a diss track, but it was more like a, you know what, guys, I don't care, go for it, speak about me in the media, I'm tired now, tired of trying to please everyone.
And every single time.
Yeah, so that was the album, we'll talk about that a little later. But some of the top tracks that are charting on in South Africa, according to Spotify, we've got Bengicele, which is a piano song by Mawu, and of course, chopping in on number two, Abandwana Bako by DJ Maphorisa and Kabza De Small. You know, that combo never misses. And of course, number three, Tolukuti. I don't know if you are a fan of Jazzworks, but I definitely need you to run to your cell phones, your music apps, to everything, add it to your playlist, because that man is going crazy. He's dropping songs of the summer, songs that literally give December energy, and we are still in July. We are still in July. And honestly, it just tells me we are just preparing ourselves. We are forming the foundation. We are solidifying the foundation, because December is coming, okay? So get those playlists ready. Jazzworks with Tolukuti. Again, like, listen, let me show you how much of a big man ting this one, okay? He's got, on number three, Jazzworks, Tolukuti. Uzizwa Kanjani on number four. Isaka, which is with Jazzwork, on number five. And Uma Wengane, Tolukuti. Tukutela and Jazzwork on number six. You literally have four charting songs. Did I not tell you that this man is going crazy? Also, Tukutela with number one. And of course, they've been collaborating on many of these songs. So it's definitely been Tukutela, Jazzworks with the number one three, four, five, and a sixth song. Of course, moving up on the charts, we've also got Mali by Dlala Thukzin and Zinxhumalo. And going down on the charts, we've got Magumba. I don't know if you've heard that one on TikTok. That's really been going crazy with the TikTok trends. And Ngiyozama, we know Kabza De Small dropped last week, also dropping down on the charts, down to number 9. It was on number 8 last week. And Vuma Dlozilam still on the charts. Moving up one with 10 on our top 10 charts. Those are all your Amapiano tracks that have been going crazy in the streets. Now, you said that there are some songs that you feel like, my number 10 is not your number 10, but please drop them for us. What has been your good, feel-good music that has been really, you know, pushing you through this week?
What song? You're going to think this is a rip-off, yeah?
Yeah, but I already do. That sigh already tells you. I already do.
Wait, but there's this artist called Tabza De Soul.
Tabza De Soul.
Ah, wait, hear me out.
From where?
Hear me out. Hear me out.
I don't even know.
I think I am one person who listens to music in a very unconventional manner, as compared to like how realistically people would listen to music. You know, like I will admit I listen to music in a very unconventional way. So I recently found this artist. His name is Tabza De Small. Of course, when I heard his name, I'm like, Tabza De Small. Yeah. Like, okay, but he's got this song called Inie. Please, just
so is this what kind of artist is this?
So he does like house.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like house with a little bit of Amapiano fusion, but it's like deep house to be specific. But he does have like a few remixes as well. That I was actually listening to one of those remixes this morning.
Yeah.
So I really don't want to say much about it. Hopefully on the next show we can speak about it more.
For sure.
But for now, I just want you to just go have a listen.
Okay.
Go have a listen. Specifically Inie, please.
Okay. I'll try it out. And any other drops that you feel like we're trying to put people on here, okay? We don't want to just listen to the same artists every day.
True.
What other artists do you think have really just been going crazy lately?
Crazy.
What artists? Have you listened to the Justin Bieber album, Swag?
No, I haven't.
Oh, what a masterpiece. I last said, and someone actually disputed this, and I was like, this is one of his best albums since Purpose. And I was like, listen, I said one of his best. I didn't say this is the best or the better album.
Yeah.
Listen, English, okay? But yes, this is one of his best albums. Honestly, it's been amazing. It's so soulful. I love that he's just really raw and that he's just really just speaking to his listeners. He's just having fun with this music. It's like a love song, but then a love story to his wife, and then a love story to a love song to his child, and him just being raw, just being like, you know what, actually, I just want to live life. I just want to feel good. And yeah, I've been loving that. And also with the ever so controversial Giveon dropping a love heartbreak album. It's like, it's funny. It's like, I'm going to be the victim here and I'm going to drop a fire album, but I'm still the victim, even though I'm not the victim here, you know, but I need you guys to understand me, understand where I'm coming from. So listen to that album with amazing songs. That's the Beloved album by Giveon with 14 songs. A 38-minute listen, you can do your chores to that. So definitely check those one out. And Swag is a 21-song album with a 54-minute play. I've been obsessed. I've been obsessed ever since. If you don't know which songs to start with, I'd say start with Go Baby, Too Long, Devotion, and my other one would be 405 and maybe even Zuma House. I don't know where that title came from, but yeah, definitely go check those songs out. But yeah, Tyler, I mentioned Tyler earlier. She dropped a mixtape or EP yesterday, this morning at 12 a.m. Hey, I'm getting
Look
it
at
wrong.
You being a Tyler.
12 a.m. No, I was up at the time, and then I saw someone post about it, and I was like, actually, let me go listen to it. I do enjoy her music, I won't lie. But she dropped two other songs that that are brand new, so new release. Dynamite with Wizkid, so that's a cool one. And Mr. Media, again, responding to all the backlash that she's been getting on social media, where she feels like, actually, I'm never going to be enough for you guys. And yeah. I'm tired. I'm good. I'm just going to live my life. I'm going to sing the music that I want to sing. And I'm going to wear the way I want to wear.
Yeah.
If I'm inspired by someone, cool. But honestly, it's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal, guys. Because I think America really does take a lot of things out of proportion. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's just been really having fun on those scenes. For sure, for sure. But also, girl, how was your holiday?
The holiday was good, honestly. Very relaxing, very therapeutic, must say.
Yeah.
I'm always saying to people, you know, like, taking that time to go back home, like, for me, always works because it's like a reboot and a reset for, like, the next chapter or, you know, the next journey or whatever it may be. So, yeah, it was really good. And your end?
Mine was good. It was very restful. Like, I needed the rest. But also tell us about your airport saga, Sissy. It's been doing the rounds. What happened?
I don't know how this got on the airwaves.
It has to get on the airwaves because now we want to know.
But okay, it was a very, I think, you know, what do they call that thing where you're, when you're in denial of what's actually really going on?
You're in denial. That's exactly what it is. What else?
I think I hadn't come to terms with what was actually going on, but
true.
On my way back from Joburg, FlySafe already. So I was flying with FlySafe.
Yeah.
And already you know the saga with FlySafe that's been going on for
South African
the
taxi.
Past week with their pilots and everything. So before I even get to the bag, my worry was, am I even going to get my flight? Because they've been canceling flights and everything. Pilots are striking. It's been a whole saga. And then, of course, when I made it to the airport and they said, no, you're flying, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, this is great stuff, you know. We'd be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So, got to the airport. I was even, like, a bit behind schedule and everything, but had already checked in online and everything, managed to check in my bags. And then, on that flight, get to PE, you know, and everyone. And it was such a big flight. And I'm one of those people, I don't like the pressure. You know, when the plane, it's just landed, right? And it's like going to park and people are already standing up to get their bags and everything. I don't get what the hurry is because, you know. So I usually just sit and wait for everyone to finish up with the fuss and then I'll probably like be one of the last people to leave the aircraft.
Yeah.
So eventually leave the aircraft, waiting for my bag. I get the one bag, but then, I get the useless bag, let me say. And then the bag that's actually important doesn't come.
That is so scary.
And it's never happened to me before. Mm-hmm. It's never happened to me before. So I go speak to this one guy and I explain to him, no, I didn't get my bag. So he gets my details. He's like, well, we don't know where your bag is.
That is so scary.
And so just leave your details and then we'll give you a call once we find your bag. I came back home like, Iman. Iman's like, are you sure you lost your bag? You don't seem like somebody that's lost their bag.
And you didn't. You literally were so calm. I was so confused. I was like, are you fine? I'd be losing my mind, my knowing me. But then again, like, it makes sense because it's like, you're going to lose your mind and do it. Like, it's not going to make it come here and arrive.
It really isn't. But I think at that point, I was a bit more relaxed because they lied to me, okay, the last flight to PE is around 7.
Mm.
So
you could get it early in the morning.
You could get, no, they said you could get it this evening. Like, you could come at 7.
Oh, okay. You said late 7 p.m.
Yes,
okay.
7 p.m. flight. So I'm like, okay, cool stuff. I call at 7. They're like, okay, that flight's been delayed.
Yeah.
So call after like 30 minutes or something. When I start calling after 30 minutes, are they not answering their phone? Oh, I think that's when my panic started.
Yeah.
Like, I started panicking. And then woke up the next morning, still trying to call. They weren't picking up my calls at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, at this point, I was spiraling.
Yeah.
Like, the day before, I wasn't spiraling. And then the next day, I was definitely spiraling. But then, you know, God had me by his side.
I'm glad you got it because I think I would have been so stressed, especially second semester. Your things aren't here. You just want to start the semester in like breeze. You don't need all of this like saga
not having
coming
to deal
up.
With bags and things like that.
No, that's the crazy. That's crazy. I'm glad everything got sorted out. Have you ever had that situation happen to you?
What, losing a bag?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, because you travel internationally.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think it was more so, like, I was a bit calm at first. But yeah. Then I then started, like, the whole spiraling and panicking really started, because it's never happened to me before. Mm-hmm. And now I had, like, people being like, oh, what if someone else took your bag? Mm-hmm. And then what if they don't own up that they took your bag? And at first, I think I was a bit more chilled. But then I had important documents in that suitcase.
Yeah, then that...
Then that just made it worse, because mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't afford to lose these documents.
Start all over.
At all. I can't. So it was just, yeah, it was just one of those. And I know you mentioned that you've gone through that before.
Yeah, I have. Actually, it was also a Joburg flight, Joburg to East London. And I got my one bag, my clothing bag. And then there was another big bag that I had because I was moving down from, I'd moved to Pretoria mm-hmm. and then, well, relocated to Pretoria. And then I was like, actually, no, I'm not vibing with Pretoria anymore. And I came down. So I was living alone that side. Great. And then I decided that actually, this day, let me just like take everything. And then some of the other things, I'll just like get them shipped down if I need to. Hey, when I tell you I'm just now looking for all my other stuff, I'm like, okay, where's my second bag? And it was also wrapped.
Yeah.
It's these wrapped bags, guys. But yeah, it was also wrapped. But luckily, I received it same day. Because okay. It came on the next flight that they were mentioning. Okay. So I wasn't really stressed. I think my mom was more stressed at the time. Because yeah. I was just like... And my mom hadn't seen me in a while, so it was just like, okay, yeah, we're stressed, but let's just go out, let's not think about it.
Yeah.
They'll call us, and yeah. They did. They called us late. So I think if there wasn't that flight, or if they hadn't found it, I probably would have had the same situation where I would have only received my bag the following day.
Next day, yeah.
But yeah, guys, it tells us, let's switch airways, because
but trust,
this one's giving us
choices.
But these things happen. These things honestly happen. And imagine if it was, I think it's better that it's sort of like national. Imagine if it was
local,
international.
Domestic,
and your bag was left in Dubai.
Ish.
Or your bag was wherever you needed to lay
what
over.
What do you even do?
Exactly. Where do you start?
What do you even do? And I think that's always like my worry with like connecting flights.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what if you miss my bag?
Exactly.
Especially if you're changing aircrafts. Like, what if you miss my bag?
Guys, this is why you gotta pray six million times. This is why our parents will be there at the airport at 2 a.m. even though the flight is at 7 a.m. And they'll be praying over time, okay? So do your number, do your thing.
True.
Yeah, I'm glad you got your bag. And yeah. So what did you do the next morning when you had to shower and get dressed?
I had you, man. Get yourself an iman for only £2. £2. Oh my gosh. Nothing beats a jet to holiday,
okay? Literally, nothing beats a jet to holiday. My girls, listen. I got you in handy. Only for £20 per person.
Per person.
Yeah, get into it. But no, I think that I'd be so scared. I think that's one thing I really fear. And I think that's why we have like insurance, travel insurance. But then again, it's like, okay, travel insurance, cool. But if I lose everything, I still have to start over.
Yes, like
that doesn't take away the fact that I still need to start over. I need to get new clothes. I need to get new everything.
Exactly.
Start over.
Even like regardless of like the clothes, because I was thinking, okay, they're going to give you money. They're like,
yeah,
no, we'll reimburse you for everything that you have. How are you going to give me back the documents?
Like, yeah,
how am I
exactly.
going to get that back?
And that's expensive. It's like very tedious going to the to Home Affairs.
Yeah.
Paying for all of that. I don't know. It would be quite costly. When they're saying that they're going to reimburse you, I don't think it'll be more than 10,000. Not even 5.
10,000 is for the clothes that were in the bag and the shoes that were in the bag.
Like, I don't think it's more than that. So, yeah, like definitely have to be very cautious when you're traveling. But these things are unexpected. You don't really plan for it.
True. Just pray you don't fall victim.
Exactly. Yeah. Is there anything that you actually did that was really exciting, Sally? I know that you said you had a long break and you rested. Anything exciting that you did?
Maybe I think outside as a final year student, like, I wouldn't even sit here and lie. Like, I'd wake up every day and be on my books the whole time out here. Yeah. How sad is that? Because I remember, like, previous years, you know, like, during these breaks, I'd forget I have to go back to school. Like, what's that? So, it was really just like, you know, if I'm doing school, I'm doing school. Mm-hmm. If not, then majority of the time I did spend time with my family, you know. We'd go out, you know, had a couple events here and there. But I think for me, family time, quality time is such a big thing for me. So I could literally stay at home and do schoolwork and spend time with my family and feel like that's more than enough. Like, I don't feel like I've lacked, or I'll be like, oh my gosh, my holiday was not what I wanted it to be or anything like that.
I think that's exactly how I felt, because I, like I said, like I rested. I needed the long rest. I didn't do much. I won't lie. Like, I didn't go out that much. I saw some cousins. We went out for dinner, for movies. Yeah. Saw some friends from Ireland. They also came down, went out for dinner. I mostly did a lot of dinner dates, and I came back. Mm-hmm. Saw a few friends. One of my best friends also went out, and it was just that. Like, it was also, my break was short. It felt short. 3 weeks actually ran by very, very, very fast. Mm-hmm. Also, because, like, it feels weird. I always say, like, if your holiday starts during the week, it doesn't feel like it was that long. Like, if it at least started on a Monday, then I'd feel like, okay, even though it's like the same 3 weeks, but it just feels weird. It feels different. So yeah, it's been a great rest that I needed, but we're back. We're energized. We're back to bring the energy and the scoops that we need to on the show. So do stick around. Next week, we'll be bringing you a lot more with our team, our whole entire team. Like, this is not only us. Exactly. We're not finished here, okay? We got a lot more for you right here on The Extended Cut. Please do interact with us on social media. Follow us on our social media pages. That is at Iman Koteka and at Madiba's Radio and at Ethel Madondo, right?
At Shania.
Sorry. Yes, on social media. Definitely go check us out. That's on IG. If you do want to interact with us and let us know what you are doing. Mm-hmm. If you've ever had an experience of such way, you lose your bag. Okay, it wasn't your fault, but air services. Yes, lose your bag. How was it? What were you thinking?
What was going on in your head?
Okay, but yeah, definitely do catch us again on The Extended Cut. We're signing out.
The best youth station in the Bay.
Madiba's Radio.